So now let's flip to Masechta Menachos and begin that.
Sounds very familiar.
So yes, the beginning of Menachos is a lot like the beginning of Zvachim. Okay, so as a short background, so Zvachim we talked mostly about animal and bird korbanos. Menachos is going to talk about korbanos mincha. And okay, so now we need to consider korbanos mincha. We're going to start discussing almost right away. You have many different types of korban mincha. First of all, you have five types of voluntary mincha that a person can bring. A person can bring that one I think has zochen bound with shmura and whatever. So you have, first of all, there's five types of voluntary korban mincha. I'll bring in a couple of days, that's a shame. I'll be getting another menachos, but right now I wasn't able to find one. So first of all, you have five voluntary types of korban mincha. You can have a person can bring a mincha, which is just flour mixed with oil and levonis sprinkled on top of it, and not baked. Then you can have a person can bring a mincha, which is flour, oil, and levonis sprinkled on top.
Raw flour.
That's called minchas solus. Then you have two types with fried. They're called minchas machvat and minchas matcheshet. Machvat, which is fried in a shallow pan, and matcheshet, which is fried in a deep pan. Then you have two types of baked mincha. You can have it baked in an oven called minchas mapetanu versus both of them where they're baked in an oven, but one where it's baked with thick loaves that are called chalos masses. All of them are masses, none of them are allowed to be from it. Or they can be thin wafers, rikike masses. So those are five types. There's a medrash, by the way, that says the idea, I think it may even be later in Armasechta, but I don't remember, that says who usually brings a korban mincha? A poor person, because he can't afford a more expensive korban. So the medrash gives a marshal for it, like you have a king who has a poor friend, where one day the king comes to visit, and the friend is very embarrassed that he doesn't have any good food to serve to the king. So the king tells him, it's all right, you know what, take the plain food that you have, prepare it in five different ways, and I'll consider it like five different delicacies. So the same way Hashem says to the poor person, I'll give you many different ways of preparing your mincha, and that way you have many different ways that you can bring a korban to Hashem. Okay, so you have those. Then you have two types of mincha, then you have a couple of different types of mincha that a person is obligated to bring. You have minchas chose, the various cases where a person has to bring a korban olah v'yored, shavuot bitui, shavuot ha'edus, tumas mikdash v'kodshav, where a person has to bring a variable value chatos. So if they can afford it, they bring an animal. If they can't afford that, they bring two birds. And if they can't even afford that, dalei dalos is called, the poorest of the poor, then they bring a mincha. That mincha is flour only. Plain flour, no oil, no levain. You also have then the minchas knois, the minchas soita. Same idea, except that instead of being wheat flour like the minchas soita, it's barley flour. And it's not even good quality barley flour, it's kemach sorim, it's cheese. Any sorim. The minimum for any mincha is any sorim. Any sorim is a shiur chala. Depending who you ask, depending which poskim you ask nowadays, it's anywhere between about 3 and 5. But no, it's much more than 8 ounce glass. Anisorin is a shiur challah. It's like a bag of flour, between three and five pounds, depending who you ask. Okay. So those are...
That's the flour itself or with the water?
That's the pashtus with the flour itself.
So it's like a 2 to 3 pound bag of flour.
Three to four pounds.
No,
they don't mix it with water. No, they don't. The minchas chote and the minchas knois are brought dry. No water, no nothing. Just plain flour. In the case of the minchas chote, it's still solus. It's still good quality wheat flour. It's just without oil and levona. Komets has taken a bit, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. In the case of the minchas chote, it's plain flour, low quality flour, and barley flour at that. Then you have, there's the mincha. No, same thing. You take a komet of it, you burn the komet on the mizbeach. No, after the komet is taken out, they can prepare it and bake it. Yeah, they just said the mitzvah, they have to keep it masa. They're not allowed to make it komet, but they are allowed to prepare it in some way.
They make masa.
They basically. But they eat it. They eat them. After they take out the komet and burn it on the mizbeach, the kohanim eat the rest of it. No. Again, they're allowed to, at that point, they're allowed to bake it. They're allowed to mix something into it and bake it. They just have to make sure it doesn't become chutz. Okay. Then you have the minchas chavitin and the minchas chinuch, which is minchas chinuch is the korban that a kohen brings, the korban mincha that a kohen brings the first time he starts doing the avodah. It's flour mixed with oil and fried and baked. And then you have minchas chavitin, which is basically the same thing the kohen gadol brings every single day.
And
it's baked and fried. It's first fried a little and then baked, and maybe the other way around. I don't remember. We'll learn about it in the second. Minchas chavitin. The other one is called minchas chinuch. They're both prepared essentially the same way. Any mincha of a kohen is burnt completely on the day. Even a kohen brings a voluntary mincha, a kohen brings a mincha chayta, etc. Then the korban is completely, the mincha is completely burnt. No kmita, the whole thing is just completely burnt. But okay, so those are all the private minchas. Then you have public minchas. Then the one other kind is you can have one person bring the korban, they bring a minchas when they bring an olo or a shlomim or most other types of korbanos, they bring the nesachim along with them, and the nesachim includes again flour mixed with oil.
Which one is the completely burnt one?
Any mincha that's brought by a kohen, as well as the minchas nesachim, are completely burnt. So those are all the private types of menachas. Then you have of public types of menachas. You have, first of all, there's the menachas, again, that are brought with any of the public korbanos. Same thing, with chasim and it's came from a yovar. You also have the lechem aponim is considered a type of mincha. You also have the omer is a type of mincha. And you also have the shtei alechem of shavuos is a type of mincha. So all of those we're going to be dealing with in our mesechta. All of these types of private mincha and all of these types of public mincha. Those are going to be the major topic of our Masechta, except that in the middle of our Masechta, we're going to have a big long section that completely digresses from Menachos and even from Seder Kodshim altogether and talks about the dinim of Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, and Tzitzis. How we get to that, you'll see how we get there. Okay. So that's that. Okay. So one other thing to point out as introduction to our Mishnah is basically a lot of the same dinim that apply to animal and bird korbanos apply to menachos. The dinim of shlishma and shaloi lishma that we're going to deal with in our Mishnah, the dinim of pigul, the dinim that there's a certain deadline within which you can eat them, the dinim of who can eat them, noser, the fact that only certain people can eat them, etc. We talked about in Zvachim, we mentioned over and over the idea that with an animal korban, you have four major avodos. You have shchita, Kabbalah, receiving the blood in a basin, in a kli sharis, Holocha, walking it over to the Mizeach, and Zrika, sprinkling or otherwise applying it to the Mizeach. By a Mincha, you also have four basic Avodas. By a Mincha, the four basic Avodas are Kmitza, taking the Komet, the handful out of it, with light Shrika, Matam Komet, the Kiddush Komet, the kli, placing that Komet into another kli sharis, that's the equivalent of Kabbalah Badam, walking it over to the Mizeach, which is the equivalent of Holocha, and burning it on the Mizbeach, which is the equivalent of Zrika of the blood. So much the same rules that apply to the four avodas of an animal korban also apply to these four avodas of a mincha. And with that, let's begin. The Mishnah starts off, this first Mishnah and part of the Gemara on it is going to be much the same as what we learned at the beginning of Zvachim. It's going to be almost word for word the same. All menachas should nikmitzu shaloi l'shman. All menachas where the kmitza was taken shaloi l'shman, kshiras, they're all kosher. Now, what do we mean by shaloi l'shman? When it comes to animal korbanos, you have different types of korbanos. There's oila versus shlomim versus chatas, etc. A mincha is a mincha on the face of it. So Rashi gives the example. Let's say a mincha is a mincha on the face of it. So what do you mean shaloi l'shman? It can't be like he's taking the kmitza out of a mincha, having in mind that's an oila, for example. That wouldn't be relevant. So Rashi gives the example. Again, we mentioned that you have five types of voluntary mincha. Again, you have the plain flour one, you have the fried one, there's two types of fried one, five types of voluntary mincha. Plain flour with oil, which is mincha solos it's called. There's the machvas fried in a shallow pan, machvas cheshes fried in a deep pan, and two types of baked one, baked as chalas and baked as wafers. Let's say, Rashi says, somebody brought a minchas marcheshes, a mincha baked in a deep pan, which, as we'll say later in the Masechta, is soft, And the Kohen, when he takes the Knisa of it, says that I'm taking the Knisa from a Minchas Nachvas, from a Mincha that was based in a shallow pan. So that would be an example of Shaloi Lashma. It is both Mincha, but it's a different type of Mincha.
You should do it normally with
an... You should do it having... So we learned at the beginning of the Tzvachim that you should just do it Stam without specifying anything, and that way you won't have a problem. But if he said that it's the wrong type, Kshayrus, so the Korban is kosher, and...
He says, for instance, what?
If he said it, we just said it. If it was a Minchas Nachvas, and instead he said Machvas for example. So Kshayrus, the Korban is kosher, you still continue, you take the Kohimus, you still bring the Kohimus on the Mizbeach, the Kohimus eat the rest of it, etc., all the usual rules. El Shalai Olo Labayalam, Hashem Chayveh, except that it doesn't count for the owner for his Kohimus, and he's going to have to bring another one. Okay, we learned about that in Zvachim, was the same thing. Chus me Minchas Choyte or Minchas Knois, except for the Minchas Choyte, that's brought for a Korban Olo Yerid, or Minchas Knois, the Mincha of a Choyte, where there, if they're Shalai Lashma, then they're possible. Just like we learned in Zvachim about a Chatas and a Pesach, so it is over here also about Minchas Chote and Minchas Knois. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Minchas Chote or Minchas Knois should come from Shalai Lishman. So when it comes to the Minchas Chote and Minchas Knois, if we took the Komet having in mind Shalai Lishman, having in mind that it's a different type of Mincha, and then Nothan B'tziva Holach V'hikdu Shalai Lishman, then he puts it into a Keli and walks it over to the Mizbeach and burns it, all of them Shalai Lishman. So he did all four of the Avodas, Shalai Lishman, or Lishman, Shalai Lishman, or he had in mind Lishman, and he also had in mind Shalai Lishman, for some of them, so we learned in Zvachim, whether it meant, we discussed in Zvachim, does it mean that he did one Avodah with the proper Machshava, and then the others with Ma, or does it mean within the same Avodah, does it mean, we learned according to some Tanoim, that even within the same Avodah itself, if you would have in mind Lishman, and then Shalai Lishman within the same Avodah. Oy Shaloi Lishman to Lishman, or he first had in mind Shaloi Lishman and later on Lishman, then the Korban is possible. Case of Lishman or Shaloi Lishman, what do we mean, what's an example of doing Lishman or Shaloi Lishman? Lishem Min Chas Chaito, Lishem Min Chas Zava. He starts out doing one of the four Avodas, having in mind that this is a Min Chas Chaito, for example, and now he continues doing the other Avodas, so later on in that same Avodah, having in mind that it's a Min Chas Zava. And by the way, when you say having in mind, of course, it's the same machlokas that we talked about in Zvachim, the same machlokas we're showing him, whether it means that he actually said it or whether it means he just thought it. According to Rashi, it means that he said it. Tosfos, in a number of places, discusses back and forth whether it's one or the other, whether it's speaking or thinking, and the Rambam, at least the straightforward reading of the Rambam's Loshen, seems to be that it's speaking. Shaloi Lishman to Lishman, what would be an example where he did the other way around? He started off Shaloi Lishman and continued Lishma. L'shem Minchas Nedava, L'shem Minchas Poyta. He started out with the wrong intention. He started out having in mind that it is a voluntary Mincha. And then he did the rest of the Avodah just having in mind that it's a Minchas Poyta. So in all those cases, we're saying because one of the four, because at least one or more of the four Avodahs he did with the thought of Shaloi Lishma, and it's a Minchas Poyta or Minchas Knois, possible. Unlike the other ones, again, that we said, it's kosher, but below all the violin, meaning you continue with all the regular avodas, and the Kohenim end up eating the shirayim, the owner just has to bring another one. Here with the Minchas Chote and Minchas Knois, nothing doing, you stop right there, you're gone, it's possible, you go and burn it in the place where Korbanis and Apostle are brought, and you start all over again with a new one. Yes. Tosfos, by the way, points out that even we're talking about Shaloi Lishman, we also talked about in Zvachim, there's another kind of Shaloi Lishman also. We had a long discussion at the beginning of Zvachim about Shiri Bailin, where the Kohen has in mind, or whoever is in the case, where an animal Kohen was stressing, and has in mind a different owner. Reuben brings the Kohen, and he has in mind it's for Shimon. Here it would be the same thing. If Reuben brings a korban and brings a mincha, and he hasn't, the Mishnah doesn't mention because Tosfos says because apparently the Gemara assumes as a given that Shimei Kodesh and Shimei Bailin are the same thing. So the Gemara actually discusses in Gittin in cases where the Kohen did pigul with it, whether he's chayiv or not. Minatoda he's not, because Minatoda is an example of Nezik chain and Nicker. It's not, there's no visible Nezik on it. Midrabbanon, if he did it purposely, we make him pay because we don't want them to go and be mafagel people's Korbanos. But Pashtus, I guess it would be the same thing over here as far as the Shulah Vishman. Okay. Yeah? Okay. So the Gemara starts off with the discussion again, almost like the same as we had at the beginning of the Kohen, Lomali l'misna ella. Why does the Mishnah starts off by saying that the menachah is set where shaloi l'shman is kosher ella shaloi ola l'vayim l'shem tayva, but they don't count for the owner's tayva. Why the word ella? Listen, you belong all the Bible in the Shemitah. Just say it doesn't count for the owner. In general, the Mishnayos try to use the shortest possible lashon. So instead of Ella Shaloi Olu, it should just say Beloy Olu. The answer is Hak Mash Malan. Yes, but what the Mishnah wants to tell us is a Chiddush. Lebailam Hu Deloy Olu L'Shem Chayva. It's true that the korban doesn't count for the owner's chayva, and he's going to have to bring another one. Hamincha Gufa Ksheira. But the implication is only Ella. That's the only thing about it that's wrong. But in and of itself, it still is a mincha that is kosher, and therefore we learn from that the osur the shanuyi, meaning the koyin is not allowed to make any other shidin with it. So, for example, even let's say so he did the knitta shaloi l'shma, having in mind that it was a mincha machvas instead of macheshes, for example, he still has the mitzvah to continue doing the rest of the avodas, having in mind that it's the right type of mincha. He can't say, well, once I already did one wrong, and it's not going to count for the owner anyway, I may as well go think or say whatever I want during the rest of it. No, still has a mitzvah to do it properly.
Just the
only thing about it is it doesn't count for the owner, but other than that, all the other rules as far as a mincha, including that,
so
he has a
mitzvah.
So it's just an adabah.
Who has the source of that?
Another owner, I guess. But the point is, he still has to bring another one for his favor.
Fine,
but Okay. No, it means it doesn't count for the owner's favor. They wrote it as an adabah. The same way, for example, as we're going to learn later on a sector, let's say a more straightforward case. If I say I am going to bring a minchas marcheshes, and I end up bringing a minchas machlas, very nice, I've brought a korban, it's kosher v'yosher, and the korban is committed, but it doesn't count for my husband. It counts, no, it's still, I still brought a korban, it just doesn't count for my neder. My neder is still out there, it's still hanging out there, I saw, yeah. Here it's the same. Okay. So he wants to kid the rabbi.
It's a mitzvah for you.
Yeah. Kid the rabbi. So this that we're saying, the implication of our Mishnah, that the korban still has to continue doing the rest of the avodas with the proper intention, is like rabbi said. The amar rabbi. Oyla sheshachta shaloi l'shma, even if an oyla was shachted shaloi l'shma, also lizrev dama shaloi l'shma. The kohen is still not allowed to sprinkle the blood shaloi l'shma. He still has to go ahead and sprinkle the blood l'shma. It's not going to count for the owner. It's too late already. Doesn't matter.
He has to start again.
No, he has to continue whatever other avoidus he's going to do. He has to do with proper intention. Now, how do we know that? He boys same a svara, he boys same a cross. You could say that we have a svara to argue, to point out this, and you can say we can show it from a pasuk. Ibai same a svara, you can say a svara as follows. Mishum de masik ba kohani, mishum de mashani rather ba kohani lishna ba benezel. Just because he made one change in it, should he go and make other changes in it? Alberach, like the Gemara has an expression in some places, so if somebody is, just because the Gemara has an expression in some places, just because a person did an Aveda, he shouldn't continue doing the same Aveda. The Gemara has an expression, just because a person ate garlic and his breath smells bad, should he eat more garlic and his breath will continue smelling bad? No, you did something wrong, you slipped up, you still have a responsibility to continue doing the right thing after that. So that's the Svara. The Iboy is the Emakra, or I can bring you a Pasuk to this effect. The pasuk says, "Moisa spasecha tishmer vasi." So the pasuk says like this: whatever comes out of your lips, you have to guard it. You have to make sure to keep it and do it. Kashen fine, right? Kashen the point is, you have to keep whatever you promise. But the focus we're having on is on the second half of the pasuk: kashen nedarta laHashem lekecha nedara. As you made a neder to Hashem, you got a nedara. Now we know that there is a difference in halacha between neder and nedara. Neder means the person says, Hare Olai. I obligate myself. It's a chayv on the gavra. I obligate myself to bring a korban. So later on, he's responsible for that. He's responsible for that neder until the korban is actually brought. If anything happens to it, if the animal gets lost or stolen or becomes a balmum or what have you, he has to bring another one. On the other hand, if he says nedava, then not. If he says nedava, as he says, Hare Zu, the obligation is on this animal or whatever. So if that animal becomes unavailable, that's it. No more nedava. And yet the pasuk is putting them together. So what do you mean nedava? What do you mean nedava? Neder. You just said before neder. Kodile neder, kodile nedava. So what do you mean? You're calling it a neder and you're calling it a nedava. Those are two different things. So why is the pasuk putting them together? Ella, no. So obviously what the pasuk means like this, in Kamashana Dharta Asita, if you made a neder and then you ended up fulfilling as you made the neder, in other words, the carbon was brought l'shma, good, yehi neder, then it is a neder, you've now fulfilled your neder. You made a neder to bring an orma, or in our Mishnah, you made a neder to bring a minchat masachet, you brought a minchat masachet, everything was done l'shma, everything was fine and good, good, then you've accomplished your neder. The imlav, what the pasuk is implying, if not, if something went wrong, if, for example, it was brought shalai l'shma, yehi nedava, it doesn't become no, not a carbon. Or it becomes a nedava. Instead, it becomes just that you brought a different nedava that has nothing to do with your neder. No. Well, that's a different thing. No. It's like what I was saying before. If a person makes a neder to bring a marcheshet, and he brings a machla, so he brings a machla, so he brought a perfectly good carbon, but he forced to bring another one for his neder. So here it's the same thing because it was shalai l'shma. The pasuk is implying that it becomes a nedava. Or nedava mishari l'shami yibah. And after all, we have to ask ourselves. So, and if a person brings a carbon as an adava, are you allowed to change anything in it? No. Whenever a person brings a carbon, the kohen has a mitzvah to do all the avodas l'shma, regardless whether it's a neder or an adava. The point is, that's the pasuk that we're saying, that's where Rava is getting, and that's why our Mishnah is implying that even if the kohen did the wrong thing in one of the avodas, and now it became an adava, nevertheless, fine, it's an adava. He still has the same mitzvah that he did before to not make any further changes in it. He made one change already that turned it from a neder into an adava. Okay, there's no going back on it. It can't be helpful. But he still has a mitzvah to not continue changing anything further in it. Just as if to begin with the person had brought it as an adava. Let's say to begin with the person had not made a neder. To begin with the person had pointed to a particular bowl of flour and said, Harei zu mincha. I plan to bring this as a mincha. That's an adava, it's not a neder. And we know the kohen has a mitzvah to do the avodas of it, l'shma.
So the
same thing here, where we have a neder that turned into an adava, still doesn't mean, because the kohen did one thing wrong, still doesn't mean he should be doing anything else wrong. He still has a mitzvah of doing the rest right, and that is what our Mishnah means to imply by using the word ela.
So this implies that if he does another thing wrong, it becomes
pasul? No. No matter how many things he does wrong with it, unless it's a minchas kocha or minchas or minchas knoi, it's not going to become any... No. It means that it went from a neder to an adava. Continuing to have wrong machshavas in it will continue to leave it as an adava. But nevertheless, he has a mitzvah not to do that. He has a mitzvah to try and do whatever is possible, to whatever can be done correctly, to be done correctly. It's too late. It can't be turned back into a neder, but nevertheless. Okay, so we'll stop over here and we'll continue tomorrow.